You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A half world away at a meeting of Group of Seven finance ministers in Japan, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today issued fresh warnings about crashing into the debt ceiling, saying a U.S. government default could undermine the global economy. Her remarks come as a new report from the financial research firm Moody's Analytics warns that the economic damage could rival that of the Great Recession, with millions of job losses. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, we've heard a lot of comparisons over the debt ceiling standoff with a similar impasse in 2011 when the nation's credit rating took a hit. But Moody's points further back. It's drawing comparisons to 2008 when Congress initially failed to pass the Troubled Assets Relief Program. And that led to a plunging stock market, spiking interest rates, and a freeze up in credit markets, which keep the economy moving. And then Congress reversed itself days later. Now, as for today, Moody's predicts even a short-term default would cause similar damage, 1.5 million jobs lost, a long-term increase in borrowing costs throughout the economy. And in the case of a prolonged default, which seems unthinkable, Moody's says we'd lose as many as 8 million jobs and we'd have another Great Recession.
Another Great Recession. President Biden is scheduled to meet again with congressional leaders tomorrow. You see any indications the sides maybe are closer?
Well, frankly, no. Congressional aides and White House officials are said to be talking behind the scenes, trying to get to a deal. But Biden was in New York State yesterday, blasting Republicans for insisting on budget cuts, unspecified ones, tied to a debt ceiling increase. And then you had former President Donald Trump on CNN saying Republicans should let the country default unless they are granted massive spending cuts. And of course, Trump holds a lot of sway, David, in his party.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.